Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. It's Black History Month, and today is the first day of what Sista said in the spotlight. Let's get started. Well, hello and welcome back to Tweet Trends. Let me start by apologizing. I had not intended to leave you for so long without publishing an episode, but for some strange reason, 2024 hit and it was like, OMG, this isn't a fast walk or a jog, it's a straight up sprint, and I am behind. So I've been trying to catch up with myself all this time, and I finally did. I'm back, and Tweet Trends isn't going anywhere. If anything, it may get rebranded, it may even get renamed, but it is not getting kicked to the curb, okay? So if you ever notice that for some strange reason I've stopped recording, it just means that life just blindsided me and I need to regroup, and then I'll be right back up on the horse as soon as possible. So now that it's February, we are in Black History Month. What I'm going to do, very similar to what I did last year. Last year, I did an episode for each day of the month. And I'm going to do the same thing this year, except this time, I want to highlight women of color. 29 of them, to be exact. And with this, I want to kind of put a spotlight on some positive quotes that they've made over time. And the purpose of this is to uplift and encourage and support not just Black and brown women, but all women, men, non-binary, just people in general. The gems that these women have laid out for us, just right there within our reach, they're uplifting and powerful. So if you get your fill off of nonsense and drama, then you're definitely in the wrong place. Go ahead and excuse yourself now. But instead, if nourishment, encouragement, and positivity, if that's your jam, then meet me here every day this month because I'm going to have something to share with you. I'm going to keep it short. I'm going to keep it to the point. And that's the whole goal, though, that each day there's going to be a point to what I share. So let's go ahead and kick it off with today's Black History Month Sista Said in the Spotlight, episode one. Let's do it. Today in the spotlight, we're going to talk about Araminta Ross, also known as Minty, but better known to you and I as Harriet Tubman. Now, if by chance you don't know who Harriet Tubman is, let me give you a little bit of background on her. She was an enslaved woman who became known as the conductor of the Underground Railroad. She was an abolitionist. She was an activist. And, you know, one of the amazing things about her is that she was enslaved. And around the time that she got married is when she took her mother's name, Harriet. And then maybe a couple years after that is when the person who owned her passed away. And she took that opportunity as a time to escape. Now, the amazing thing is she didn't just escape and then go live her life. She escaped, but then she came back to get other family members and friends. And then on top of that, for people that she didn't necessarily come back and get, she gave them the tea on how to get out. Like, hey, let me let you know how to do this. Now, that part right there is the kind of tricky part to me, because I'm thinking nowadays you tell somebody a secret and there's no guarantee that that secret is going to remain a secret. You can very well end up hearing all your business and you're wondering like, well, I only told one person, and they're sitting there looking like they like the cat that ate the canary, like, mm-mm, not me. Oh, come on now. So I can't even imagine. You have an information on how to escape. And knowing that if I tell you and then you go and tell somebody else, that might hem me up. But she did it time and time again. I've seen where some people say that maybe about 13 times. I've seen someplace else where they say about 16 times. She came back and forth to get people. That's serious stuff right there. Okay. Now, the quote that I have for her is a little interesting because it's not an actual quote. You can't look this one up and try to find where and when she said it because she didn't say it, but she has been credited with this quote. And so although this isn't officially a Harriet Tubman quote, I'm going to use it for today because it is widely touted that this was something that she said. So here we go. The quote says, "Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world." Now, I like this quote because when I think of Harriet Tubman, I think of somebody who changed the world. But she didn't just change it for herself. She changed it for several families. Not even just the 70 or so people that they say that she guided herself through the Underground Railroad. Because they're saying that it's possibly another 70 or so people. It's impossible to know how many people exactly she helped lead to freedom. But nonetheless, when you think of just one family, and then the list of relatives and children and all that came after them, that's world changing. And so I like that she also, I say she, I like that this quote also talks about dreams and being a dreamer. Because when we're children, we have lots of dreams. We can dream up some pretty amazing things. But then somewhere along the line, we lose that childlike zest about ourselves and we become adults. And when we become adults, then we lose all of that dreamer mentality. In most cases, there are some adults that are still big dreamers. And a lot of times, those are the people that are doing big things. So I say all of this to say that look at your own life. Think back to the dreams that you had as a child and as a young person. Think about some of the things that you actually accomplished and what type of strength or patience you had to get through to get to that finish line of success. What type of passion did you have to get to that point? And my challenge to you is now take those thoughts, take those successes, and look at the dreams that somehow fell by the wayside. And if there's something in that pile of dreams that you still aspire to reach, then go ahead and grab it. Pick it back up. Examine it. Dust it off. And start dreaming again. We only get one time through this life. So it would only make sense to reach for every possible dream and even the impossible ones. Attempt. Try. Because you never know which ones that you're actually going to reach. Do I think that Harriet Tubman, as an infant and a toddler and a teen, that she thought at any given point that she would, one, escape, but then two, come back and save other people? Probably not. You know, as a teen, she was injured to a point where it was a debilitating type thing that she had to deal with. But she did it anyway. She continued to dream. She continued to reach for those stars and ended up doing some great things in this world to the point where we all know her name. You can do the same thing. Thanks so much for joining me for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed my presentation about Harriet Tubman. And if you're interested in learning a little bit more about her, I would like to recommend an article that I found online on the Syracuse University website, the Maxwell School of Citizenship and Public Affairs. This particular article was written by Douglas V. Armstrong. And I'll admit, when I first saw the article, I kind of gave it a side eye, like, wait a minute, hold up, what are you trying to say? Because it was talking about fact and fiction in relation to Harriet Tubman. But the more I read it, I realized, kind of like the quote that I used today, there are some things that she's been given credit for saying that if you go and do the research to find out when she said it, you're going to come to a dead link because you're not going to be able to find it because some of these things she just flat out didn't say. So another part of this article, though, that I found to be very interesting was talking about an excavation that they did of the site of where her house in New York was. And a lot of the things that they found and how it kind of painted a picture of what her life was like after she had stopped guiding people to freedom. So check that out. I'll include a link, hopefully. And speaking of links, you know how to link up with me. You can find me on social media, Instagram and X at Hey Yvette. That's at HEYEVETTE. Or just look for the hashtag Tweet Trends. Join me tomorrow for yet another woman of color and an amazing quote.